now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Some comedy this week, and this time it's from Gary Owens and his album Put Your Head on My Finger. News of a 1967 Corvette Stingray that was left in a barn and recently rediscovered. You'll be amazed at the condition this thing is in. I've got a cool book and a series to check out. News from the Fraternal Order of the Moai and something that they're going to be responsible for the next few years. But I know they love the idea of this. Plus, some cool gigs to check out across the globe with the best handpicked lounge and Exotica piled high in the Sydney Penthouse Studio ready to go. Let's kick it off with Aaron Dahl now. Stop and Go on The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Almost blue, almost doing things we used to do. There's a boy here and he's almost you. Your eyes once promised, I see in his too. Now your eyes are red from crying. Almost blue. Disaster became me. It named me as the fool who only aimed to be almost blue. It's almost touching. It will almost do. There is part of me that's always true. Always. Not a chosen few. I have seen such an unhappy couple. Almost me. Almost you.
Combination with Diana Krall and Almost Blue. Now, depending on how old you are, you may know Gary Owens as the announcer for the TV show Laugh In, or perhaps as the voice of Powdered Toast Man on the Ren and Stimpy show. Either way, you are bound to have heard his voice somewhere in the world. He's appeared on countless television shows as an announcer or an animated character. It's no surprise that Owens got the kind of work that he did with such a fabulous voice that was suited for both announcing for television and radio. More surprising is the fact that he was given his own comedy album. Though fellow announcer Ken Nordine had previously made the leap from announcing to releasing albums, the material isn't quite there when it comes to Owens. But I must say, I did enjoy this particular track. It's called Horoscopes. Check it out.
Remember, reliance on the Gary Owens horoscope is a matter of personal choice, left entirely to you. However, only an ignorant, superstitious klutz would fail to realize it is all based upon solid, reasonable, scientific information. Aquarius. Avoid hitting an enraged Bengal tiger with a pool cue between the hours of 7 p.m. and midnight. Withdraw all your money from banks and invest it in iguana leashes. Avoid running away with Cloris Leachman in a 1947 Nash between now and noon of the year 2000. Pisces, avoid September. Aries, if your sun sign is in its 12th house, do not stuff kumquats up your nose while taking dictation. Avoid contact with poison asps if they are either Scorpios or Cancers. Between noon and sundown, do not hit Hugh O'Brien with a bowl of fried mush. December 13th would be a good day to mail Walter Cronkite to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, especially if you want to get him there by Christmas. Taurus, if you are a Taurian, it is better to be a South Taurian than a North Taurian. This is a good day to start a riot if you are enrolled in a correspondence school. Send them an envelope with rocks in it. Gemini, a good day for Gemini. The horoscope says you should invest all your money in the commercial production of tarantula larvae between the hours of 3 p.m. and midnight. Cancer, get a checkup. Leo, file your teeth in the presence of someone nervous. Avoid business dealings with Howard Hughes in noisy, crowded restaurants. Drop any friends who are Geminis, Scorpios, Cancers, or have distemper. Your sun sign indicates it would be an opportune time to con President Wilson into that ambassadorship of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Virgo, avoid milking a mongoose between sunup and 2 p.m., especially if it is fighting a cobra. You may have an affair, but not on the Captain Kangaroo show as you had planned. A bad day to spread wet Kleenex on the third rail of the IRT and lie down on it. Avoid sneaking into the White House and putting coleslaw, Russian dressing, and rye bread all over Henry Kissinger. Turgle, you must lose 45 pounds by sundown. It would be advisable to light candles and pray for a reappearance of Phyllis Diller's old face. Krelker, get an elderly moose to throw overripe melons at you between the hours of 9 a.m. and midnight. Trade dentures with a friend for the entire day. Libra, you must not attempt to apply mascara to an enraged rhinoceros now through Thursday of next week. However, it is okay for you to try to hurl former film great Ella Kreinman under a moving tricycle. Scorpio, tomorrow is the day to use those Wilkie buttons to jab the balloons of carnival vendors, in the morning only. Sagittarius, stuff yourselves with chicken feathers and tell the admissions clerk at Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital you think the inside of your stomach is molting, but only between the hours of 1 p.m. and sundown. After that, you must be accompanied by Martha Mitchell. Capricorn, trade your saxophone in for a cow. It will make the same noise and will give milk, too. Donate your collection of lizard Nerf to the college of your choice. Remember, reliance on these astrological forecasts are left solely to the listener. The producers of this record neither confirm nor deny their reliability. We're forced to say that. But you know it is the real stuff.
Gary Owens there from the album Put Your Head on My Finger. Here's the Tambor Trio, Mascanada now on the Cocktail Nation.
Bye. de preto velho, samba de preto velho. Mais que nada, um samba como esse tão legal, você não vai querer que chegue no final. Oh, ai, ai, oh, oba, oba, oba. Oh, ai, ai, oh, oba, oba, oba.
Cooper. He makes Don Draper seem like a choir boy. The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
The Cock Donation, thanks to ultraswank.net and 101 Strings Rio Del Mar. It's Coop Cooper with you. And some news from the Fraternal Order of Moai, who've acquired the iconic fountain from the famous Kahiki Supper Club in Columbus, Ohio. And they've been given this very big responsibility of preservation and public display. The Moai, a non-profit organisation founded in 2005, successfully won the fountain at a recent auction of items from the Kahiki, a beautiful Polynesian-themed restaurant that opened in 1961 and closed in 2000. The largest piece in this auction was the monkey fountain, known as George, that greeted people as they entered the lobby. You might have seen it. Millions of people posed for pictures next to George while the restaurant was operating. And since 2000, George has been installed in the lobby of the Kahiki Foods building. The Moai, in collaboration with the Grass Skirt Tiki Room in Columbus, plan to relocate George to the restaurant, put him on display in working order. And ownership of the fountain is going to be retained by the organisation, which will allow, once again, Tiki Files and the Kahiki Supper Club fans to visit him and pose for those pictures. Once again, here's Count Basie from Russia with Love on the Cock Donation.
The Cocktail Nation.
Yes, he took me to his hotel room.
Uh-huh.
He showed me Central Park, and then we left.
And nothing else?
Nothing.
Hmm. That's even worse than I thought.
Cy Coleman Trio there, and Playboy's theme on the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, all thanks to ultraswank.net. And don't forget, of course, online, cocktailnation.net. You can check out all the great news stories from across the globe. You can check out our World of Swank gig guide. And we've also got some swank advice for you as well, plus some pictures and some great links.
What's reading in the Penthouse Library?
Fight Card Bluff City Brawler is the book. Fight Card, of course, the series to check out. Great boxing pulps, and I do love them. Tom Riley makes a living making boxing in the ring, but not exactly a success in Detroit, but it's good enough for him. He isn't that ambitious. He makes a few bucks, has a rather high opinion of himself. That's all he needs, really. But then he accidentally kills a connected mobster, and he's forced on the lam, winds up in Memphis City, where he struggles to make a new life for himself. But his past mistakes start to catch up with him in spades. Do check it out. Fight Card Bluff City Brawler. Great little book and a great series as well. Here's Illinois Jacket and Lean Baby on the Cocktail Nation.
crazy, man, crazy.
Beauty more brilliant than the sun, more hypnotic than the moon.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Lava bed of lust.
Swifter than an eagle, tougher than a tiger, more majestic than the king of beasts, Adam.
Taste the forbidden fruit.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Rated R.
For under 17, not admitted without parent.
Sometimes I feel I've got you. Run away, I've got you. Get away from the pain you drive into the hurt of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. For a dust and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Now I know I've got you. Run away, I've got you. Get away, you don't really want any more from me. To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please, I cannot stand the way you teased. I love you though you hurt me so. Now I'm going to pack my things and go. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net. Karen Souza there, and Tainted Love. Here's a great story. I love cars in barns stories. This one's about a 1967 Chev Corvette Stingray, just under 3,000 miles on the clock. And what an incredible story. It's going to be auctioned at the Meekum Auctions in Houston in April. This car has an amazing story. It was purchased in 1966 by a 30-year-old fellow by the name of Don McNamara of Colorado Springs. And he bought it with $5,000 he went on a trip to Las Vegas to celebrate his retirement from the US Marines. He traveled around for about a year and then told everybody that he got rid of the car, left it in the barn, covered up, and would only pull it out at nighttime, which seems kind of strange. It's a beautiful white car with a red stinger stripe on the hood. And apparently, the story was that he decided that he didn't want to pay the title and the license renewal fees after his first year of ownership. So, he just simply drove it at nighttime. He never had a credit card or a checking account. And it seems that he saw this as his own personal version of pure American freedom. According to Meekum Auctions, he finally parked it for good in the 1980s, and he was the only person to ever drive it. Only two others had sat behind the wheel. The passenger seat, never used. It's never been in the rain, and it's never been washed. Anyway, he passed away. His neighbours inherited his estate, and then they sold the car to a Dr. Mark Davis, who is now selling it. I have a feeling this car could go for a big, big price. What a great little backstory on that one. Time for a look at the world of swank now, thanks to TikiDelights.com. TikiCon on July 11 to 14. You can check this out over at the Red Lion, Vancouver at the Quay. Martini King's got lots of gigs on over at the Tonga Hut in Palm Springs. In fact, right through to August, we've got the details for you online, cocktailnation.net. Alika Lyman Group, they've got their Tiki Caliente event coming up May 17. You can see them, of course, the debut performance and album release. TikiCaliente.com. DJ Baz, good friend of the Cocktail Nation, playing new jazz and Latin beats. This is over at 369 North Canyon Drive, downtown Palm Springs. Otto's Grotto, the regular gigs, Thursday nights at Forbidden Island, and the exotic sounds of Tikiaki 5-0 coming up Saturday, April 5, and Saturday, May 10, 254 North Palm Canyon Drive in Palm Springs. And Mojave Oasis, that is back for April, April 11. These gigs and more online, cocktailnation.net. We update it regularly for you. Here's Frank Sinatra now.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting that town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, goodbye, bye bye, goodbye, baby and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
www.cocktailnation.net.
Thank you.
That must be the chief. We're on our way, chief.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Look, fella, I'm a little busy right now. Would you mind calling back later?
Cocktail Nation with Halford Jetset there and Dima Deanna. Well, next week on the show, we are taking a look at a World War II thriller starring George Clooney and Matt Damon, the film Monument Men. I've got an expert in to tell me what he thinks about this film, Ricky Derrick. I'll leave you with Ricky, out of Texas, and Rio. Stay here.
Baby, you're a bird of paradise. Cherry ice cream when you smile, I suppose it's very nice. With a step to your left, a flick to the right, you catch the mirror way out west. You know you're something special and you look like you're the best. And she dances on the sand, just like that river through a dusty land. And when she shines, she really shows you all she can. Oh, Rio, Rio, dance across the Rio Grande. I've seen you on the beach, and I've seen you on TV. Two of a billion stars, it means so much to me. Like a birthday or a pretty view. But then I'm sure that you know it's all just for you. Thank you.
can't